I am with Dave Sheffield. So, Dave, talk to me about what we have going on here. I know tomorrow is what Trump has coined a Liberation Day, where we're going to see a massive wave of tariffs, but not a whole lot has been discussed about how this is going to start impacting local businesses immediately.
Yeah, so we are a manufacturer. We import hockey pucks and then turn them into things like bottle openers, hockey puck koozies, and the tariffs that he's instituted on Canada or will be instituting on Canada are increasing our cost on hockey pucks by 25%. I've kind of shared this with my customers. A lot of them say, well, can't you buy American made hockey pucks? There really isn't actually any puck manufacturers in America, so that's kind of out of the question. And we also import some of the fasteners and the opener plates from China. And we do all the final machining and assembly work and printing on to customize the product here in Buffalo. But yes, we get our component parts from abroad, and this is going to really increase our cost, and we either have to take a hit to our bottom line and I just make less money for my family this year, or we have to increase our prices, which kind of is going to reduce sales in the long run. So we're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place here.
Now, it seems as if they're not really giving many people too many leeways here. I mean, like, you even said it yourself, the common argument here is, well, why not just buy American-made? But you even said it yourself, there isn't that type of an infrastructure right now. So what do you do in the meantime? Do you just hold off until hopefully maybe some distributors come into the United States, or you just try to continue working out better deals with some of the vendors that you have?
So unfortunately, just it's a very peculiar thing about hockey pucks. Some are harder than others, and we're carving into them with this CNC router. And the pucks we use right now from Canada are a bit softer, so they're a lot easier for us to use for our products. And I've gone through this kind of long search process for multiple other vendors all outside the U.S., but because the pucks are harder, it's kind of harder on our machine, harder on our tooling. So we're kind of stuck with using the Canadian pucks, and we're just going to have to figure out a way to pass that price on, maybe a small price increase, and we take a hit on just our profitability. I would love in the long run for a manufacturer to open up here in the U.S. making pucks, but I'm a bit skeptical just because, an investment like that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. And with the uncertain nature of how these tariffs have been rolled out, like, are they going to be on tomorrow for a week and then they're off again? Are they permanent to bring back American manufacturing, or are they until other countries remove their tariffs, or is it because of fentanyl and immigration? So if progress is made on that, do they go away? So any, business thinking about bringing manufacturing back, I'm just skeptical it's going to happen because they don't know, they don't have any certainty that these tariffs are going to be in effect, to have like a market edge to open these factories. So I think we're just going to see the kind of downside effect of it in terms of higher prices, and not really see kind of a renewal of American manufacturing like it's been marketed.
All right. And then just to wrap this up here, is there anything specific that maybe I didn't ask about, or something that you think would be important for our listeners to be aware of moving forward to this Liberation Day?
I would say if it was a more clear message from the beginning and the whole administration was on message that these are going to be permanent, and the sole purpose is to bring back American manufacturing, then businesses could plan better, and they might actually see that return of manufacturing. But because all these different reasons are given, it's much more difficult for businesses like mine to plan and kind of make those kinds of investments. And one last thing is, we're at 4% unemployment. So even if all these factories did pop up, where are we going to find workers for all these places? So that's kind of another concern. Yeah, that's closing thought, I guess.